In recent times, our world has indeed been a stage for a series of events that have caused many to reflect on the biblical prophecies concerning the end times. Earthquakes shaking the foundations of cities, floods washing away communities, wildfires devouring vast landscapes, and celestial phenomena like solar eclipses have stirred both awe and anxiety in the hearts of many. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather in spirit through these words, guide our hearts and minds towards your eternal wisdom. Help us discern the signs of the times with faith and not fear, and lead us to live lives that reflect your love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we will take a look at prophecies happening all around us, the mysteries in the book of Revelation, the solar eclipse happening on April 8th. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. These occurrences remind us of Jesus' words in Matthew 24 verse 7, where he foretold, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places." Such events are often interpreted as the birth pains of a new era, signaling the nearing of the end times as described throughout Scripture. However, amidst these tumultuous times, the biblical call to us is not to be paralyzed by fear, but to live with vigilant preparedness and unwavering faith. The Bible, far from being a harbinger of doom, serves as a beacon of hope, guiding believers through the tempests of life toward the eternal promise of salvation through Christ. In the face of these challenges, we are reminded of the story of Noah, as recounted in Genesis 6-9. Noah lived in a time of great wickedness, yet he was a righteous man who walked faithfully with God. When God saw the extent of human wickedness, he decided to send a great flood to cleanse the earth, sparing only Noah, his family, and the animals he gathered into the ark. Noah's story teaches us the importance of obedience and faithfulness, even when the future seems uncertain or perilous. Like Noah, we are called to live righteously and to trust in God's promises, regardless of the circumstances surrounding us. Furthermore, the account of Joseph in Egypt, as found in Genesis 41, provides another powerful example of preparedness. When Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dreams as foretelling 7 years of abundance followed by 7 years of severe famine, he took decisive action. By storing up grain during the years of plenty, Egypt was prepared for the years of famine that followed. Joseph's wisdom and foresight saved not only Egypt but also his own family and many others from perishing. This story underscores the importance of being prudent and prepared, both spiritually and physically, for the challenges ahead. Moreover, the Apostle Paul's words in Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 18 remind us to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. This metaphorical armor includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, among others. It symbolizes the spiritual preparedness and protection needed to face not only the end times but the daily battles against sin and temptation. In conclusion, as we witness the unfolding of events that many associate with the end times, our response should be grounded in faith, not fear. The Bible, through its narratives and teachings, calls us to live in a state of preparedness, fully reliant on God's promise of salvation through Jesus Christ. By holding fast to our faith, living righteously, and being prudent in our preparations, we can face the future with hope, knowing that our ultimate destiny is secured in Christ. Thus, rather than succumbing to fear, let us embrace the promise of Revelation 21 verse 4, where God will wipe away every tear, and death, mourning, crying, and pain will be no more, for the old order of things will have passed away. The world has always been a place of natural phenomena and unpredictability. However, when these events unfold with great intensity or in quick succession, they tend to awaken a deep reflection on the state of our world and our place within it. The recent earthquakes, occurring just before the April solar eclipse, serve as a stark reminder of the words Jesus spoke in Luke 21 verse 11. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. These moments in time are not just markers of our planet's natural activities, but are, more importantly, calls to a deeper faith and understanding of our relationship with the divine. Natural disasters, as devastating as they can be, also remind us of the fragility of our existence and the powerful forces that shape our world. Forces beyond our control yet within God's sovereign dominion. In these times of upheaval, the words of Jesus are not meant to incite fear, but to prepare our hearts and strengthen our faith, reassuring us of God's constant presence, as promised in Matthew 28 verse 20, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Biblical example, Paul and Silas in prison, Acts 16 verses 25 to 34. A profound illustration of unwavering faith amidst the literal shaking of the earth can be seen in the experience of Paul and Silas. While imprisoned in Philippi, they were suddenly caught in an earthquake. Instead of succumbing to despair or panic, they prayed and sang hymns to God, their spirits unbroken by their physical bonds or the trembling ground. Acts 16 verses 25 to 34. Their response to this dire situation was not fear but an affirmation of their faith, a testament to the power of God's presence in the most turbulent times. The earthquake not only shook the foundations of the prison, but also the heart of the jailer, who, witnessing their faith, sought salvation, asking, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Acts 16 verse 30. This event highlights how faith in the midst of trials can serve as a powerful testimony to those around us, turning even the most frightening circumstances into opportunities for witness and the spread of the gospel. The story of Paul and Silas is a vivid reminder that, regardless of the earth's shaking or the storms we face in life, our spirits can remain steadfast and unshaken if anchored in faith. Their example calls us to look beyond the immediate threats and fears that natural disasters can evoke, encouraging us to respond with faith and trust in God's plan and presence. As we witness or learn of earthquakes and natural disasters, let us see them not only as reminders of our world's vulnerability, but also as calls to deepen our faith. In doing so, we affirm that our hope is not anchored in the transient stability of our physical world, but in the eternal steadfastness of God's love and promise. Let the story of Paul and Silas inspire us to sing hymns of faith, even when the ground beneath us trembles, confident in the knowledge that God is with us always, to the very end of the age. Celestial signs, the solar eclipse. The occurrence of a solar eclipse captures the imagination and wonder of many. These celestial events, where the moon passes between the earth and the sun, briefly turning day into night, are not just astronomical phenomena, but also spiritual signposts. Genesis 1 verse 14 under this, stating, "And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years." This verse reminds us that celestial bodies were created not only to provide light, but also to serve as markers and signs, indicating the sacred rhythms of time and the unfolding of God's providential plan. The Star of Bethlehem, Matthew 2, verses 1-2. A poignant biblical example of a celestial sign is the Star of Bethlehem, which heralded the birth of Jesus. The Magi, wise men from the east, observed this unusual star and recognized it as a sign of the birth of the King of the Jews. Guided by the star, they embarked on a journey that led them to Bethlehem, where they worshiped the newborn Jesus and presented him with gifts. This narrative in Matthew 2, verses 1-2 illustrates how celestial signs can point beyond themselves to deeper spiritual truths and events within God's redemptive history. The Star of Bethlehem serves as a powerful reminder of God's sovereignty over the cosmos and his intricate involvement in the course of human history. Just as the Magi followed the star, discerning its significance in the larger story of salvation, celestial events like solar eclipses invite us to reflect on the majesty of God's creation and the precision of his governance over the universe. While it is clear that we do not worship the creation itself, these events draw our attention to the Creator and the larger purposes he unfolds in the tapestry of time. Celestial signs are woven into the fabric of biblical prophecy and eschatology, serving as reminders or markers of significant spiritual realities. The solar eclipse, with its dramatic transformation of day into night, can remind us of God's power and the transient nature of our current world, urging us to look beyond the immediate to the eternal realities that govern our existence. In a world that often seems disconnected from the spiritual, celestial phenomena like solar eclipses provide a tangible connection to the divine, prompting us to ponder the greater mysteries of our existence and the God who holds all things in his hands. They serve as a call to remember who God is and to align our lives with his purposes, recognizing that we are part of a much larger, divinely orchestrated story. Thus, when we witness the awe-inspiring beauty of a solar eclipse, let it be a moment of spiritual reflection and renewal. Let us see in it a symbol of God's glory, a marker of his sacred times, and a reminder of his sovereignty over all creation. In these moments, we are invited to join the chorus of all creation, praising the Creator who reveals himself not only through his word, but also through the wonders of the universe he has made. Prophecy and preparedness. In navigating the complexities of modern life, especially as we witness events that many interpret as signs of the times, the biblical principle of preparedness becomes increasingly relevant. This principle is not one of fear-mongering or panic, but of vigilant readiness and spiritual attentiveness. Matthew 24 verse 42 encapsulates this ethos perfectly, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." This directive from Jesus emphasizes the importance of being spiritually alert and prepared, living each day in anticipation of his return, without fear. Noah and the Ark, Genesis 6 verses 9 to 22. One of the most compelling narratives of preparedness in the Bible is the story of Noah. In a time when the earth was filled with corruption and violence, Noah stood out as a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, walking faithfully with God. When God revealed his plan to cleanse the earth of its wickedness through a great flood, he commanded Noah to build an ark, a massive vessel that would safeguard his family and a remnant of all living creatures. Despite the monumental task ahead and the likely scorn from his contemporaries, Noah obeyed God with unwavering faith. His preparedness through obedience saved not only his family but also ensured the continuation of God's creation. Noah's example teaches us the importance of heeding God's warnings and instructions, even when they don't align with our understanding or the prevailing sentiments of our culture. It underscores the notion that spiritual preparedness is not just about personal salvation, but about aligning ourselves with God's redemptive plan for the world. Like Noah, we are called to live righteously, to stand firm in our faith amidst a world that often seems adrift in moral ambiguity. In the context of prophecy and the signs of the times, Noah's story is a poignant reminder that preparedness involves both spiritual vigilance and practical action. Being prepared means nurturing our relationship with God, immersing ourselves in Scripture, and living out our faith in ways that reflect God's love and righteousness. It also means being attuned to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who equips and warns us, enabling us to navigate the challenges of our times with wisdom and grace. Moreover, Noah's preparedness had a communal aspect. It was not solely for his benefit, but for the preservation of his family and the future generations. Similarly, our preparedness can serve as a beacon of hope and a testimony to others, pointing them to the safety and salvation found in Christ. As we reflect on the signs of the times and consider the biblical call to preparedness, let us take heart in the example of Noah. Let his faithfulness inspire us to live with purpose and readiness, not out of fear for the future, but out of trust in God's promises. Let us be vigilant, not only in watching for the Lord's return, but in embodying the love, righteousness, and hope of the gospel in every aspect of our lives. In doing so, we prepare not just ourselves, but also invite others into the ark of God's redemptive grace, awaiting the fulfillment of his promises with anticipation and joy. In a world rife with uncertainties and challenges, the manner in which we embody and express our faith becomes a powerful testament to the hope that dwells within us. Romans 15 verse 13 encapsulates this beautifully, offering a prayer that the essence of Christian hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This verse not only highlights the source of our hope, the God of hope, but also articulates the transformative effect of this hope. A life characterized by joy, peace, and an abundance of hope that overflows to others. Daniel in the Lion's Den, Daniel 6. The narrative of Daniel in the Lion's Den vividly illustrates what it means to live out one's faith with unyielding hope. Daniel, despite serving under a foreign king and navigating the complexities of life in exile, remained steadfast in his commitment to God. His trust in God was not a quiet, hidden faith, but a vibrant, active trust that influenced his every decision. From his dietary choices, as a way to remain undefiled by the world's standards, to his disciplined practice of praying 3 times a day, even when doing so put his life at risk, Daniel's unwavering faith in God's sovereignty and goodness did not waver, even when he was faced with the threat of death in the lion's den. His hope in God was not a naive optimism, but a deep-seated trust that God was with him, regardless of the outcome. This hope was not disappointed. God honored Daniel's faith by miraculously shutting the mouths of the lions, preserving his life, and ultimately using his situation to bring glory to his name among the nations. Daniel's example challenges us to live out our faith with boldness and integrity, anchoring our hope not in the circumstances we face, but in the character and promises of God. His story teaches us that hope in God is an active, living force that not only sustains us in trials, but also empowers us to live in a way that reflects God's truth and love, even in environments that are hostile to our faith. Living in hope means viewing our current reality through the lens of God's promises and acting in a way that demonstrates our trust in Him. It involves a daily commitment to prayer, scripture reading, and embodying the values of the kingdom of God in our interactions, decisions, and aspirations. This hope is not passive. It is dynamic and transformative, influencing not just our internal state, but also our external actions and interactions. As followers of Christ, we are called to be beacons of hope in a world that often seems devoid of it. The story of Daniel, along with the prayer in Romans 15 verse 13, invites us to cultivate a deep trust in the God of hope, allowing his joy and peace to fill our hearts and overflow to those around us. By living in hope, we testify to the power of the Holy Spirit at work within us, demonstrating that, even in the darkest of dens, the light of Christ shines brightly, guiding us and providing a witness of God's faithfulness and love.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.